Hi, welcome to this episode of Happy in 15. In this episode, I'm going to reveal some facts from our happiness score report. But in this one, we are going to focus on the kind of overall happiness of IT. So what makes people happy and what are the areas where there is the most need for improvement. This is the first time I get to speak about this one. I had a dream about being able to do something like this. So not only talk about the service management, but talk about the overall IT happiness. And now this is the first time we are revealing some information on this area as Happy Signals. And this will continue in the next happiness core reports. And we are going deeper and deeper to these areas. This is just that the first time we are really revealing anything about this one. But to make sure that everybody knows what this data is based on, what we are going to use in this episode, it is based on all our customers. So when we are measuring, the continuously measuring end user experience for IT, we are doing that with these big enterprises. So all our customers are using exactly same kind of surveys, so we are able to generate this kind of benchmark for the industry to really understand how things are going. And of course, if you would be our customer, you would be even deeper insights and you would be able to compare your own scores to this benchmark. But most of our customers, big enterprises, average company size, little less than 10,000 end users. So, and most of the customers are quite global. So if you think about and look at these results, you have to remember that these are companies that are focused on experience. They have already made some decisions and they have gotten better in this area. So this is in a way not the global most typical enterprise, because these enterprises are already focusing on end user experience. But anyway, you get the understanding of where people are good, or these organizations are good, or let's say at least how the end users are feeling about the services. If you want to read the whole report, there's a link, happysignals.com/report. There is the whole report where you can read more details on all of these areas, and you can also read more details on support services and very much report data in there. So don't only read this one or listen to this episode, just go there and you can find much more data. All right, let's start. So this is the main picture I'm going to talk about. When we started to do this kind of a measurement, that measuring all the IT touchpoints, we kind of had an idea that it might be that those touchpoints where there is a human touch, it is easier to get end users happier. But I was not expecting these clear results, as you can see from here. So if you look at the whole IT experience, support services and collaboration with IT are much, much better scores than about in any other area here. So in those areas where there is a human touch, you talk to people, you get the experience part from people, it is much easier to please the end users. And they are rating the services much higher. In this report or this webinar, I'm not going too deep on that support services, because there is so much data on that one in the report and other podcasts as well. But one fact that I wanted to share to you, this is something that Jeff Rumberg said earlier, that, or this is Hymetric or MetricNet's data, that only 4% of the whole IT budget is typically used or on average used on support services. And still 76% of people's happiness, or let's say the kind of that score in support services, is so high. So kind of the question is that if you would invest a bit even more there, would you still get the kind of scores even higher? So it seems to be that small investment is really valuable when it comes to how you guys are able to help the end users in your organization. So I would even challenge you to think about it, is what if we would spend 5% in there, how happy our end users would then be. But now when looking at this picture and going now from the happiest ones to the least happiest areas, let's start from the collaboration with IT. 77 is the score, so it's not percentage, it is the so-called Net Promoter Score kind of score. So not asking, in our product we are not asking exactly the same question, that would you recommend it in internal services, that wouldn't work, but we are using the same kind of mathematics there. So 77 meaning that there are a lot of people saying and rating the service from 9 to 10. Then in this area, if you were not satisfied, So you rated the services with number less than 7 in scale to 0 to 10. 24% of people said the reason they said the services, the collaboration is not good, is because they have encountered attitude problems with IT. And even though the overall thing is really high here, I would say that 24% is attitude problem. That is really an area where enterprises should be focused on. Still, maybe the IT is sometimes thinking about, okay, we are following our processes and you should be happy with it. And you are not really listening what the business is saying. On the other hand, 50% of those people who rated the service high said that it's nice to collaborate with IT. So I would say IT in overall is doing very well, but still would focus on that attitude thing, because it's so negative when that kind of things come up in a surveys and in organization. Next here, remote work. So in remote work, we started to measure that exactly when COVID hit the world. And the number where the remote work started was about 30. And now the average score is 57. And when looking at those scores during that year, we have been following this, of course, quite intensively. We have noticed that in the beginning, it was about a VPN and really kind of the technical stuff, that how to connect. And people were forced to work from home and they didn't have the equipment and all that. So happiness was a bit lower, but people were happy if it started to technically work. But now during the year, that experience has changed. And now people are, even though they are on average really happy, the complaints are more about, I don't have the same equipment here at home that I do have at the office. Collaboration is getting to be more and more an issue. It would be nicer to work collaboratively at the office and so on. But on the other hand, when looking at this course, we have noticed that there are so much more people saying that the remote work is efficient than there are people saying it's inefficient. So what I'm expecting to happen is that if companies start to force people to go back to the office and not having that kind of keeping that remote working as at least an option for people, that will really influence the happiness of end users in overall, not only IT, but they might even leave the companies that are forcing people to go back. Because what we see from the data, they are mainly loving the remote working. Of course, most of the people want to go back to the office and meet people and get to kind of design work done together and that kind of stuff. But anyway, humans are loving remote working because of not having to commute and all that. But 57 is the remote work score. Of course, one big question in here is the office work. So we don't have enough scores there. And of course, because of COVID, not so many organizations have been interested to measure office environments. But that has become now a thing that many of our customers are starting to think about, okay, when we are now moving employees partly back to the office, how that experience has changed, or how have the expectations changed from end users. And that is the thing that I will most likely be able to talk in the next report. And that report will be released in December 2021. But then the next one here is applications. So 12, the drop from that remote work is quite a high one. And we are in that area, we are measuring different kind of applications for different organizations. And those scores are from minus 20 to about plus 40. But this 12 is the average of all those applications. So people are quite critical when it comes to these applications. And I think that's one area that this kind of continuous measurements will help you really to understand what is going on when it comes to those applications. So those yearly surveys, you might be asking at overall how happy you are with applications. And I think that is just a stupid question, because you cannot work with that data at all, because you are having so many applications. So I think you have to give an opportunity for your end users to really give a feedback per application, and not only that, is it good looking or something, is the data up to date and so on. So the application here is how useful that is and how efficient that is making it for you. Those are the questions that we have in those surveys. And when we are looking at that data, if you are negative, so I'm in this report, I'm talking mostly about the negative stuff, because that is the area that will help you guys to develop the services in the right direction. But it seems to be that we people really are looking for efficiency. So the speed of the application and speed of the development related to that application are the key things when it comes to happiness or unhappiness towards applications. So it is really kind of about how easy it is for me to use that application and how that helps me to be efficient. And those are the main factors when it comes to application. Of course, layout and how nice it is and good looking, yes, they have some value, but it's mainly about is it useful in a way that you get more efficiency to your work. The next thing here is the computers and mobile devices, and I will talk about them in a kind of one. And again, in here, the speed of the device is quite relevant. It is more relevant when it comes to that computer, and very unsurprisingly, the biggest thing in the mobile devices is the battery life. So that is quite an obvious thing, that is the thing that matters for them. Both in computer and mobiles, also the device functionalities have a huge influence on the happiness. So that is one of the, in both of these areas, the top three negative thing as well, is that the model just isn't fixing or is not suitable for me. We are also asking kind of a bit scary question there. When it comes to computers and mobiles, is that did you get the kind of device you wanted? And surprisingly, or maybe not surprising, but I'm happy that reason is not very high. So people are smart. They understand that the company cannot not buy iPhone 12 for everybody. But still, quite a lot of feedback also related to the issue that is it really so that the device is having all the functionalities you need? So I would kind of recommend to use that and look at that data from the perspective of for the certain roles, is the camera enough good and so on. So those cases when you go deeper and deeper, you understand that this is not just people complaining that they didn't like the device, but in their really work, it is not that standard device that is provided to them is not enough good. So yeah, maybe that's about the devices and computers in this report. The last one in this one is that portal, -26. And that is then the kind of self-service portal that IT is providing to end users. And of course, that is related to the support services. But just to kind of explain that one. So this is a survey that is done inside those portals when you are using them, asking end users that how happy you are with this portal. Is it supporting you? Are you finding what you are searching for? And so on. And seems to be that we are making those portals really complicated when it comes to kind of finding great data and being able to categorize things. On the other hand, if you're looking at these numbers from the perspective of really getting tickets done, requests or incidents, in incidents of happiness, if portal was used, is 71 and in request 79. So they are not, they are hated channels when compared to phone and chat and so on. So people don't really like that as a channel. But when it comes to that ticket resolution times and happiness, it's still quite good level, 71 and 79. But really the portal is they are feeling really bad that they are forced to use it or they cannot categorize things and it's hard to understand what is said to them. So I would really kind of recommend if you are having a self-service portal to really test that with end users and discuss about those categories and so on. Also, one thing what we have always been talking about is that there are more reassignments if you are sending tickets to portal than there is reassignments if you are sending an email. So the promise to end users should be that if you do the work and use our portal to categorize things, we are able to take the ticket to an expert. But sadly, that is not the reality now. But I think you guys are having the tools in ServiceNow and other ITSM tools that you can really take those tickets direct to people who can solve them faster. So just again, recommending you guys to focus on that one and finding those services that you could get resolved faster by using right people behind the scenes and tools also to take the tickets to experts. All right, but that was kind of a snapshot on all these areas of IT experience. So yes, summary, if you have human-to-human touch, much easier to make people happy, but the overall IT happiness is also related to the other areas. One tip for you when looking at this picture, think about this, if you would be our customer, you take a certain role in the middle, and then you would be seeing the same numbers from the perspective of salespeople or people in retail shops or manufacturing people in the factories or something. So whatever are those areas of different kind of individuals and group of people in your organization, the whole experience thinking is that you take that role in the middle and start to think about, okay, this is how they feel about our overall IT experience. These are the most critical applications. This is the support services that are causing inefficiency, and these are the mobile devices that are working well for that audience, and these are the ones that are not working well for the audience. All right, but hey, thank you for this one, and if you want to read more, go to our webpage and find the report there. And as we always say, stay safe and stay happy. Thank you.